raise your kids, not glasses, eat a toast to the flame. Teach them strength and honor and they'll conquer all the same. No need for liquid courage, love's the potion they need. Raise your kids, not glasses, and sow the noblest seed.
Welcome to Sober Dad Podcast, episode 86. Before we get started, like, share, all that good stuff. Leave a rating and review if you feel so inclined. You can follow on Rumble and YouTube and all the podcasting platforms. And if you would like to contact me, you can contact me on X at Sober Dad Pod or via email at soberdadpodcast@gmail.com. Today is going to be a shorter episode, just one of the, you know, the Friday, Saturday type episodes. And I was just thinking, the other night I had my first drinking dream in a while, but not only was it a drinking dream, but it was a drinking dream within a drinking dream, if that makes any sense. So basically in the dream, I was drinking and then I woke up in my dream to realize that it was a drinking dream. And apparently, dream me was so distraught by this that I magically had alcohol there with me, and then I was drinking that, and it was weird. And then I woke up for real, and I, you know, immediately felt better. I was like, oh, thank goodness, that didn't happen. But yeah, those drinking dreams, I used to get them a lot early on, and they were always like, you know, I always felt so bad in the dream, and then when I'd wake up, the sense of relief was kind of nice. Like it was a nice sense of relief, and I haven't had those in a while. So I don't know what's going on with that, but you know, first one in a while, didn't have one last night. So yeah, not sure, but those are always interesting. And it just in the dream, even in the dream, like I know I'm not supposed to be doing it. It's not like I'm having a good time either. Like I don't think any of the drinking dreams I've actually been enjoying myself in them. It's just me drinking and then hiding the fact that I'm drinking and trying to hide it from my wife. So like, even dream me knows that, you know, we don't drink anymore and then it's a bad thing. But it's just kind of weird that kind of spills over into dreams too. And I mean, I can't really remember most of my dreams, or even if I do have dreams for the most part, but the ones that stick out, the ones I seem to always remember, are the drinking ones, which is weird because, I mean, in my awake life, everything's going fine, not having any cravings, not worried about drinking, not thinking about drinking. So not sure what's going on with that, but, you know, whatever. But as far as, you know, real life, finally started getting back into the gym again after the surgery and the baby being sick and then me being a little bit sick. So that's been nice, hitting the gym. I mean, I never stopped doing my push-ups and everything, but going to the gym has been good and I've been enjoying it. I had to leave a little early the first day back at the gym because the baby didn't want to be there. So that kind of sucked, but turned it around. We went to a park instead and, you know, still had a good day. The kids got to run around and I just finished what I could at the park. They have a little workout machine there built into the park. They have a lot of those around here, so that's pretty cool, especially this time of year when you can actually use them. Because I mean, even today though, yesterday and today it's been raining all day and we had some really nice days. I mean, I told you about on the last episode, we talked about went on a hike and did all this stuff and it was nice, and then the rain came back and it was just stupid. And you know, we're all collectively over the rainy season and we would like to enjoy being outside again. We have some big plans for our backyard to make it more kid friendly in like all year round, basically, because it's a very, very manicured, very nice backyard that we bought the house that way. So it's got like fake grass, very landscaped, like a low maintenance kind of deal. And it was cool, and there's like a, you know, garden and everything back there too that's fenced off, and it was cool, but it's just not super kid friendly. Like we put a play structure in the backyard. There's like this pit where there used to be a hot tub, and for whatever reason, when we bought the house, we thought the hot tub was gonna stay, but then when the people moved out, before we moved in, they took the hot tub with them. So I guess that was just an oversight on the realtor's part and on our part. So there was this giant pit where the hot tub used to be, and there's like this Trex deck that leads to a pit. So I built a little like stair thing for the kids to go down there. And for a while it was like a giant sandbox, and we had a cover over it and everything. And then we decided to put like a play structure down in there that we got at Costco, and the kids like that. But, you know, it's not something they can use year round. It's not fully covered and stuff. So we're thinking about like putting like a legit nice shed out there, because conveniently enough, the electric for the hot tub remains. Well, that was an annoying noise. The electricity for the hot tub remains. So, and it's on a breaker out there. So we can actually get a shed out there with full hookups, so we can have a heater and air conditioning, so the kids can be out there year round, and we can put like some cool stuff in there, maybe make it like a craft room kind of deal, like a little she shed, he shed, whatever shed. So that's, you know, that's in the works. This year we're got to replace our roof, which is annoying, but it turns out we're probably going to do that ourselves to save tens of thousands of dollars. And I've done roof work before. I think I talked about this on another episode. So once the federal government stops sitting on our tax return for whatever reason, probably because the solar tax rebates or something, I don't know, but it's been months since I filed my tax return and they've done nothing. And apparently, according to Reddit, that's a thing for either the child tax credit and the solar credit and all that stuff. They just are very reluctant to give us our money. So if you are waiting on your tax return, you are not alone. Nothing seems to work anymore. The government doesn't work. I don't want to get into it, but yeah, nothing works anymore. Everything's broken and nothing works. So best thing we can do is stay sober through it. But yeah, it is a Saturday morning. We had a good little X space with Daryl Dittmer. He does his thing every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 Eastern. And it was the usual stuff, but we had a interesting fellow come in who I'm not sure what he was trying to do, but he basically took over the conversation, and it turned out to be a really good conversation. He seemed to think that we were trying to change people, or that maybe we were looking down on people that chose to still drink and drug or whatever. And at first he seemed a little combative, but then he just kept talking and we would answer his questions, and it turned out to be quite a good conversation, I think. And, you know, I had my say, and Daryl had his say, and Bad Dog was in there, and a guy called Contemplate Sensation, and there was other people in and out throughout the conversation. But it turned out to be a really good conversation. And the big theme, the overarching theme of it, was change and, you know, like how you've changed, or, you know, people being afraid of change. And the guy essentially was talking about how he, like, and it's common, I've heard the other people say this, they don't want to make like recovery their whole shtick. They don't want to do this for their whole life. And you're like, I'm in recovery and I'm recovering, and, you know, sobriety and all this stuff, and like make their whole life about this. And what I told him was that, yeah, like I have the podcast, yes, and I have the X profile, yes. And when I'm doing that, that is the thing. But when I turn off this computer, and when I put my phone down, and when I'm just being a dad and a husband and just me, it's not that anymore. Like early on in sobriety, yes, it's going to be all consuming and it's going to be everything. And I told him, I said, you know, they say in sobriety, the one thing you have to change is everything. And that was very true. Like in the beginning, you have to make that your sole focus. You have to, you know, like I said, I tried so many different things, and some of them I still do, some of them I don't do, like, you know, journaling, meditation, meetings, counseling, all this stuff. There were so many things that I was doing at the beginning that I don't do anymore because I don't feel the need to do them. And some of them I just didn't like doing. Like I wasn't a big fan of going to like a therapist or a counselor, but it was free with our insurance, so I did it. And I mean, I don't really think I got anything out of it, but it was a thing and I tried it. So I can say that I tried it, and that's the, you know, the best I can do. But the big thing is, yes, a lot of people that are in AA are in AA forever. That's like their thing, and that's fine. And if that's something that they want to be a big part of their lives, then more power to them. But there's other people that don't, either because they just don't want that to be their only thing, or for me, I'm like, and I know it sounds like an excuse, but it's the truth, is I'm just too busy to go to meetings all the time and do all that stuff because I've got four young kids. I'm here with them. And when my wife gets home from work, I kind of, you know, I kind of like her. We have four kids, almost five, soon to be five. So, you know, there's some evidence there that I actually enjoy being with her. And the last thing I want to do when she gets home from work is leave and go somewhere. And then by the time I get back, she would probably be asleep with the baby and the kids would be asleep. And yeah, like, I don't like the idea of her getting home, us eating dinner real quick, scarfing down, and then me leaving. So, yeah, that's just, and that's life. And I'm in a spot now where I'm doing very well with that. I don't, like, if I feel like I have to go to a meeting for whatever reason, then I'll go. And that's, like, the standing agreement we have is, like, if I really need to go to a meeting, then I'll go. But otherwise, it's not that urgent for me anymore. In the early days, yes, like it was non-negotiable meeting every single Monday, in-person meeting, and then every single day Zoom meeting, and sometimes multiple Zoom meetings in one day. And that's just how it was. But now I'm at this point where, like that guy was asking, it's not all I do is recovery anymore. I have learned to live life sober, and it's just not part of my every waking moment. I mean, there's plenty of times where I'll go the entire day without thinking about recovery or anything like that. And that's the goal, right? Is to be able to live happily without having to worry about your addiction or think about your addiction or anything like that. And yeah, there's plenty of days where I don't even think about alcohol unless I'm doing recovery related stuff. So there's some days where it almost feels like it brings me back in and makes you start thinking about it when I'm doing things like this. Otherwise, like if I'm taking the whole day off away from all that stuff, it makes it really easy to forget that I ever had an issue with alcohol, and like not in a bad way, like, oh, he's forgetting, so he might start drinking again. No, it's like, I don't even think about alcohol. I don't even think about all, you know, the past and all those things. And that's a good thing. And that's what I hope to keep going in the future. And, you know, I'm enjoying it. I don't need to do recovery all the time anymore. I can actually enjoy my life. I choose to do recovery now. That's the difference. Like I choose to share my stories. I choose to still talk with people in recovery because I know that someday, sometime, I will have like a rough patch, so to speak, where I'm gonna feel sorry for myself, or I'm going to be mad about something. And then I know that I can always fall back onto the things I've learned and the people I've met. And that's why I continue to keep a dialogue with these people and try to help other people, because I want to be able to give what I've attained to other people. I want people to be happy. I want people to be healthy. I want people to be sober if they want to be. And that's the big thing, is just not forgetting where you came from, but also not living in the past, I guess. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. So I mentioned it earlier, but like I said, check out the space on Twitter. It's free. All you got to do is just have an account and follow Daryl Dittmer. And yeah, you just jump into the space and everyone gets to talk if they want to talk and all that. So yeah, just if you have an X account, follow Daryl Dittmer or myself, and you can get into these spaces on Saturday mornings. And it's always a good conversation. There's always somebody saying something, some new people showing their faces and talking. And by showing their faces, I mean their little profile picture. It can be anonymous if you want it to be. It's literally, there's no cameras or anything. It's just your little avatar thing. So Yeah, join us on Saturday mornings. It's fun. I think I've only missed one, and that's just because I forgot it was Saturday, and by the time I realized it, the meeting was already over. But yeah, so until Monday, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.
He's got scars on his soul, but he won't let them show. Gonna shield his children from the darkness they don't know. Through the highs and the lows, he's the guiding light. The wasted nights, just endless love, they'll soar to new heights.